This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. The National Rifle Association opens its annual convention today in Charlotte, North Carolina. The nation's largest gun lobby hopes to energize the rank and file for an election season in which gun control is becoming a key issue. The NRA's membership and contributions are up significantly in the last year, and both the NRA and firearms makers are betting on a victory by George W. Bush to bolster gun owners' rights. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Settlement talks have completely broken down between gun makers and 31 cities who were suing them. It now seems the industry and the National Rifle Association are putting their political faith in George W. Bush. That was reaffirmed by NRA First Vice President Kane Robinson recently. He told a group of California NRA members that if Vice President Al Gore is elected, he'll stack the Supreme Court with anti-gun justices and continue a Clinton-like attack on gun owners' rights. But a Bush administration, Robinson told members, would mean unprecedented access to the Oval Office.
If we win, we'll have a president with at least one of the people that's running, a president where we work out of their office. Unbelievably friendly relations. The same thing is true in Congress.
But in part, it was precisely those unbelievably friendly relations between politicians and the NRA which spurred hundreds of thousands to rally for gun control at Sunday's Million Mom March. On the National Mall, MC Rosie O'Donnell made it clear that she partly blames the NRA for gun violence and obstructing what she calls sensible gun laws, including background checks at gun shows, licensing, and registration. O'Donnell said many voters are fed up.
Enough of the stranglehold the NRA has in Congress and in the Senate. The NRA is buying votes with blood money. We have had enough.
As the NRA meets this weekend, many members are hoping that a Bush victory will erode support for new gun controls and offer relief from litigation. Bush has a strong track record in support of gun owners. In Texas, he signed a law barring cities from suing the gun industry, and the industry hopes that as president, he'll push for that kind of pro-gun remedy on the national level. Speaking recently on CBS's Face the Nation, NRA Director Wayne LaPierre denounced proposals for licensing of all new gun owners, an idea Vice President Al Gore advocates on the campaign trail.
Registration and licensing is nothing but a controlled burn of the Second Amendment. That's not the answer. I mean, you don't want to set on fire our freedoms.
The gun industry, too, seems emboldened by the prospect of a Bush White House. Seven handgun makers recently countersued 16 cities for favoring Smith & Wesson when buying guns for police. They say that favoritism is an illegal attempt to regulate interstate commerce. Smith & Wesson brokered a deal with the White House and cities to settle the bulk of its lawsuits in exchange for design and distribution changes. And the Clinton administration has tried to keep pressure on other gun makers to follow suit.
We do look forward to Governor Bush becoming the next president.
Doug Painter directs the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the main industry trade group which has close ties to the NRA. Painter says no one thinks a Bush win would magically end the industry's legal and political troubles, but he says for an industry under siege, it would certainly help.
Having Governor Bush become president might change the atmosphere in Washington. We'd certainly be closer to where we feel the issue should be than we would be if Gore was elected president.
Yet candidate Bush has recently taken small steps away from the NRA on three minor gun issues. Bush has said he now supports mandatory safety locks on new handguns, moving the minimum handgun purchase age from 18 to 21, and banning the import of certain high-capacity ammunition clips. The safety lock issue is largely moot because more than 90% of new guns are already made with safety locks, and the age and ammunition issues are not top NRA priorities. Critics charge that Bush's slight movement on these gun laws is intended as general election cover for his strong pro-gun record as governor. Nina Butts is chief lobbyist for Texans Against Gun Violence.
Governor Bush has been a dream come true for the NRA here. He signed the concealed handgun law in 95. He signed the loosening of the law in 97, allowing concealed handguns in churches, hospitals, and amusement parks. And last year, he signed the bill pushed by the NRA to forbid Texas cities from suing the gun industry.
But if Bush's record on guns could harm him with important suburban female voters, Vice President Gore's record is prompting something of a backlash among conservative male Democrats. Gore's support for licensing and the banning of cheap handguns, among other proposals, has pushed New Yorker Roby Newsom to swing Republican. Newsom is an NRA member. He supports abortion rights, voted for Bill Clinton twice, and was a lifelong Democrat until a few months ago.
I have been a member of a Democratic gun organization on the internet, and many of us find it increasingly difficult to support Democratic candidates who have a radical anti-gun agenda.
While national politics will play heavily at the NRA's convention, so will the group's internal politics. The NRA Board of Directors has changed its bylaws to allow actor Charlton Heston to run for an unprecedented third term as NRA president. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.